Well, welcome back to another of our series of podcasts here at Sun City Shadow Hills. I'm your host, Bob Furring, and my guest today is the Vice President of the Homeowners Board, Barb Stocke. Barb, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
First of all, we want to get to know you a bit, and so please tell us where you grew up and your life previous to coming here.
Well, I was born in Minnesota, where I stayed until I was 23. And I moved from there to Washington, D.C.
Really?
And spent 9 years in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met my current husband in 1976.
Yeah, the years go by.
Wow. And he was working for a company in New Orleans. So we moved to New Orleans, where we got married, and we stayed in New Orleans until 1980, when he got offered a position back at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, where he had been before I had met him.
Mm. So did he work for JPL in Pasadena?
Yes.
And what was his job?
Well, he had different engineering jobs on different of the missions early in his career.
He's a rocket scientist.
He's a rocket scientist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, degrees are in aero and astro.
Okay, and did you work outside the house during your career, or were you a...
No, I always worked.
What did you do?
Well, if you want to go back to the old days, I started out after high school. I became a beautician.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a hairdresser for 4 years, then I injured my back. Then when I moved to the Washington, D.C. area with my first husband, I went into banking, and
mm-hmm.
I served a fair number of years in banking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a break, and I went to school and got my college degree, which was one of my lifetime goals.
Mm-hmm.
So I graduated from college in 1988 with a degree in business management and a specialty in accounting theory and practice.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I went off into the auditing world. And
I
did internal auditing for a bank for a while, and then I was offered a position at Freddie Mac for their audit group, the teams that traveled around the country and audited the various financial services companies that they bought loans from. Excuse me.
And when did your husband retire, and how did you wind up here?
Well, I'll start with the second question.
Okay.
We wound up here. I sat down and did a cost analysis of where we lived and where I thought we should be in retirement. So that led me to believe that perhaps we needed to think about moving.
Mm-hmm. You were living in Pasadena at
the time?
We were
living in Pasadena. Not exactly a low-rent area.
Right.
Yeah. We lived on South Orange Grove, which is a beautiful place
mm-hmm.
to live.
But there are cheaper areas. I mean, even Sun Cities in Las Vegas and in Arizona. Why here?
Here because we have friends who were living out here, and we had come out and spent some weekends with them,
mm-hmm.
and I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Did you look at Palm Desert as well,
no.
or just
we just looked
focused
here?
We
looked here because I liked the number of different models that you had to choose from, so you could really pick one that fit your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I like the desert.
Mm-hmm.
I always have.
Mm-hmm.
So the temperature part didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. And tell me your experience with dealing with serving on homeowners boards.
Well, the first board I was on was a brand new homeowners board. The builder was done, and so we had to go through all of the business of running ourselves without having the builder.
Sort of what we're doing now.
Yeah, overlooking us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big transition year, and we did very well. But there were a few moments where we all kind of looked at each other and said, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm sure it's complicated.
And then the next board was in the established community in Pasadena.
Uh-huh.
That community had been built in the mid-70s. So it had been around for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
So the problem that was faced there, and the reason I got on the board there, was I saw a lot of deferred maintenance.
Uh-huh.
And what I consider to be relatively serious
mm-hmm.
stuff. And so I got on the board, and with the cooperation of other board members, we got a structural engineer and a water remediation expert to come out and take a look at some of the areas. The way it was built is a little hard to describe, but there, you could see that there was deterioration.
There were problems.
And the deteriorations were in places where if it actually failed, the building would go down.
Pretty serious stuff.
Very serious stuff. And you could tell in some areas you just couldn't let it go any longer.
Uh-huh.
So we got the reports. My husband worked very hard on putting together a presentation to show to the homeowners. We had a lot of ladies there who were widowed, and he was trying to explain to them what was going on. So he did a slide presentation where he took the buildings apart and he put them back together so he could show the damage and, you know, what we were going to do to remediate it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the reason we did that, it took us 2 years to get through this whole process because the assessment was going to be $28,000 a unit.
That's an attention-getting number.
Yes, it was. It had been higher. We managed to get it down to 28, but
mm-hmm.
it was a struggle. And so we got it passed, and we got the work done.
Wow.
And we stayed within budget on the work. We had, when I planned the budget on the numbers, I had, in my head, set aside $56,000 that we could use to rebuild all the planters that we had to tear out. Because we had beautiful grounds inside the complex and the gorgeous planters that were full of plants, and we had to take them apart because they were above these water problem areas.
Mm.
So I had very diligently worked to try to keep that little bit of reserve in there so that we could re-landscape and rebuild the planters.
Mm-hmm. And so after having served on two previous boards, you agreed to take another unpaid assignment here at Sun City Shadow Hills. How did that come about?
It just came about from Stu coming over and asking me if I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he called us up and said he wanted to interview both Jack and I. And he came over and we sat down and talked, and he asked me if I would be willing to do it.
Next thing you knew, you were doing it.
Next thing I knew, I was doing it. That's right.
And so you're the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
What are the responsibilities of the vice president?
Well, the obvious first one is if the president is unable to handle something, it goes to the vice president.
Uh-huh.
All of the board members have to approve invoices every week. So that's just a normal. Well, two members do it every week. Joan has to always do them, and one other board member has to do them. So that's part of the process. Attendance at the meetings. We each are responsible for attending two of the subcommittees that report to the board.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have safety and landscaping
mm-hmm.
as my two assigned committees. So I have to go to their meetings and report back to the board what activities they're talking about, landscaping in particular, because they are in the midst of redoing a lot
of
the planning.
Right. I happen to be on that, auditing that committee, too.
So oh, okay.
I'm familiar with their issues.
Yeah. So, you know, Chris Stevens called me up and drove over in his golf cart, picked me up and drove me all around the complex
mm-hmm.
to show me what was in progress, where they were taking heavy water areas, lowering the water, and where they were going to do some new planting, and how they were going to deal with the green space along the golf cart lots, kind of between, I think it's the third hole and the shadows,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of green space in there. So they were working on a plan to not create an issue with the golf cart lots,
mm-hmm.
what their views are, but still reduce the amount of water that we have to use.
I see.
So,
okay.
So it was very informative.
That, you know, there's lots going on, and so you're... role is your term, I guess,
mm-hmm.
the word. It will be for 1 year.
Yes.
And then we'll see if we get to keep you in the mix or not down the road.
Yeah, next year there will be two of us that will be up for re-election. This was the year of three.
Mm-hmm.
So next year there's two.
I see.
And
I
it
see.
Will be Erica and myself.
I see. Okay. Well, just a couple of questions at the end, for people to get to know you better.
Mm-hmm.
What's been your favorite movie that you've seen in the last 6 months or so?
Well, because of the profession I was in, I'd have to say it was The Big Short.
The Big Short was very entertaining.
Because I lived in that
uh-huh.
period of
yeah.
chaos.
Freddie Mac was
yeah. So
major and player in that. And if you what book have you read that you think had the most influence on your life?
On my life. Wow.
Or would you recommend the younger you, say, 25 years ago?
Well, 25 years ago, I have to admit, I wasn't much of a reader. I was so busy. I worked about 60 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't spend a lot of time reading. Mm-hmm. My preferred hobby and relaxation is cooking.
Cooking.
So if I'm reading something, it could more than likely be a cookbook.
I see. So that kind of takes care of the third question I was going to ask, which is your favorite restaurant. Your favorite restaurant is probably your kitchen, huh?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah.
It's my husband's favorite restaurant.
I'm sure of that. Okay, well, thank you for coming in. We've enjoyed having you, and it's been very informative.
Thank you for having me.
So, again, thank you very much for listening. I appreciate any comments you have at scshca.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.